The last time actor Chadwick Boseman was in a starring role on the big screen, it was in a 2013 biopic when he played baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson in 42. Now he's back playing singer James Brown in Get On Up. Kenneth Turan has this review.
Get On Up presents James Brown as a perplexing and confounding individual. We watch as this self-created man maneuvers his way up from dire poverty to enormous success, but ends up being especially hard on people who don't live up to his exacting standards. Listen as he puts his band through their paces.
Hit it! Don't change it. Did I say change the part? Huh? Fellas, does it sound good?
Yeah.
Does it feel good?
Yeah.
God made your ears. You didn't make them. You gonna argue with God's ears? If it sound good and it feel good, then it's musical. So play it like I say play it.
Get On Up has a number of advantages, including generous helpings of Brown's high-octane music and a commanding performance by Chadwick Boseman that's little short of heroic. The energy and intelligence the actor brings to his work pulls you along, despite the obstacles the film structure places in his way. For as directed by Tate Taylor, who had a major success with The Help, Get On Up is more frustrating than fulfilling. It's a disjointed film that suffers from having a more ambitious plan than it has the ability to execute. Get On Up depicts all the major milestones of Brown's life. We see him abandoned by both his parents, and then have a bitter reunion with his mother, played by Viola Davis, once he's a success.
Why you come here tonight?
Well, sugar, I live in Brooklyn. My baby playing at the Apollo.
I don't want you to feel proud. I ain't your sugar, I ain't your baby. Not then, not now. And I don't want you to tell nobody you my mama. It's me and you know that ain't true.
We see all these things, but we don't get to see them in chronological order. Get On Up is anti-linear with a vengeance, presenting scenes from a life in what feels like a completely arbitrary order. That lack of focus eliminates narrative drive. It distances us from the story and hinders our ability to empathize with its difficult protagonist. James Brown was a man with an instinct for the spotlight, and, Boseman's performance aside, it's a shame this film doesn't share that gift.